not all of you have the sefer, but this shear is a textual shear. It's not a shmuz shear. And you have to have the text. So the Maisa, I thought maybe you wouldn't be being in the text, so I decided for this week, maybe a week or two, to do something else. I prefer to do this sefer. So really you have to get this. Let me show you. You have to buy this sefer.
Oh.
You have to get this sefer. This is the sefer for the shear. But since I thought you wouldn't have it, therefore I decided to do the Chaim Kanievsky from Orchas Yosher on Tfilah, which is the God letter. I copied it. It's a lot of pages. But take one of these. You can keep it. Please keep it. And I thought he has a whole chelek on Tfilah. As I said, the shear is textual. So you have to have the text. If you can't just listen to the shear. Mm-hmm. So here's I bought these, and take this as well. I bought some of these as well for you. You can keep it in this and make your notes on it as well. It's not a shear like a shmooze. It's a shmear inside. So that's why I thought. But please get the sefer. I mean, we'll do this for a week or two. It's a beautiful losh. It's very direct. Take one of these if you want. Mm-hmm. Just to put it inside if you want.
Yeah,
makes it a bit easier. Take one of these. These are extras, you can put over there. I made 15. It's a lot of copying, a lot of photocopying, but I thought it's I'll take this as well. Thank you. It's very much inside, so therefore, instead of doing the safer where you haven't got the safer, please buy the safer. Please buy it and so that we can have it. But for the next week or so, we'll do this inside. See what Reb Chaim says about Tfilah. And it's tremendous insight here. Look what he says here. He goes, it's really all textual. He brings out Mamaya Chazal. His Ga'onus is, his Yediyas of Torah is phenomenal. But it's all inside here. He goes through paragraphs. The first one is the Malas of Tfilah. The second paragraph is the Koyach of Tfilah. The third paragraph is Kavona in Tfilah. The next one is Kavona. He goes through different sections. And at the end, he gives a list of things which people are weak on in Tfilah, which is very, very practical. So have a look at it and see what we say. Hine. Goydel malas hatfila. How great is the maila of tefillah? How great it is! This whole paragraph is on the basis of the chashivas of tefillah, the importance of tefillah. Omul chazal she'ein lecha gedoyla min hatfila. There's nothing greater than tefillah. Ugmoyin brachas brings down gedoyla tefillah yose mi ma'isim tovim. It's even greater than ma'isim tovim. Where's the proof? She'ein lecha gadol b'ma'isim tovim yose mi Moshe Rabbein. There was no one greater in the world of ma'isim tovim than Moshe Rabbein. He brought Klal Yisrael to Torah and mitzvahs. Everything he did, he led Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He looked after them. He was the shepherd. He was the roya. He was a madrich. He looked out. He had all ma'isim tovim behind him. Afal pikein lo nene ela b'tfila. He was only answered through tefillah. I give one to No.
Ronnie, it's this, Ronnie.
Is there a chumash here, Rabbi Yisrael?
There's plenty of chumash in
the... Is there a chumash on the
side?
That's a problem here, we don't have spine.
I can get one.
Thank you. Thank you so much, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. So the Pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu asked to go into Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning of Bo'es Chanan, the Pasuk says the following. He asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Listen to these words. It's a diak in the Pasuk. Reb Chaim is bringing out a diak. It's a gemiak in the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos brings down the diak. Listen to the diak that he's bringing here. Tevet Gimel, Pasuk, Kof, Vov. I think it is. Here he asks as follows. Please, Hashem, let me go over and see the land. And he begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisaber Hashem b'ilamanachem, v'lo shama Eloi, v'yomer Hashem Eloi rablach, al tos v'daber Eloi oid b'davar hazeh. Stop talking to me. Meaning, even though Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous mice and tovim behind him, oid b'davar hazeh, says the Gemara, b'davar hazeh, stop talking to me. If you keep on pressuring me in prayer, I'm going to have to answer you. In other words, don't talk to me anymore in this. I've decided not to let you go into Eretz Yisrael. But there's the raya, the Gemara says, Badova hazeh, you have to stop talking, stop answering me. Give one to me.
I gave one to me.
Yes, let's go.
Okay. And therefore you see that Gedolah, even Maisim Tovim, Afal pikein lo yinene ela bitfila. He was only answered to, what was he answered? But he can see the land. Ure'eya saw it. You'll be able to see the land, not through his ma'isim tovim, but through the koach of tefila. Harei shafila Moshe Rabbeinu hutzach l'tefila. Even Moshe Rabbeinu had to come on tefila, even though he had tremendous ma'isim tovim. You see the enormous chashivas of tefila. Va'omu gedoyla tefila yoyse min ha'kobonis. Even greater than kobonis. The Gemara there brings down as well, a raya from the Novi Yeshaya, that even though you brought all your zivcheichem, your words are more powerful to me. Even more powerful than Karbonis, the words of Tefillah. Ubi Megillah Svirelei, the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan brings down the Gedoyla Tefillah mi Torah. It's even greater than Torah. Umevi Raya mi Elisha, Shelo Osa Kalanoisim Ela Al Yedei Tefillah. All the Nisim, which Elisha did, the Gemara brings down, were only through the Koach of Tefillah. There's a machlekes there in the Gemara. I don't have that. I didn't bring Gemara. It's hard without this phone here. Never mind. The Gemara brings down a machlekes between Reb Yeshua and Reb Yochanan. What is greater? Was it the greatest koach of the Torah or greater Torah of Tefillah? And the Gemara brings down it was the koach of Tefillah which is greater. Yeah. And therefore, when Elisha did any of his nisim, for example, Elisha revived the child, yeah, and also with the with a woman, with Eshes Zavadi, everything was done through tefillah, his koach of tefillah. The Kosra Poiskim, B'Shem HaRekeach, Shaham Mavatel Tefillah. If a person is Mavatel Tefillah, B'Shvil Torah, Afilu Loi Medim Achayim Kol Hayom, Ki'ilu Loi Lamad Klum. No, I am, mm-hmm. No?
Wow.
If a person has a Shia Klali with somebody, and yet he's Mavatel Tefillah before that, it's as if he never learned anything at all. The koach of tefillah is so chashub. V'omru Lo Yotzu Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, Ela Al Yedei HaTefillah. Klal Yisrael only came out of Mitzrayim only because of tefillah. Listen to this Loshon here. I brought out the Medrash here. He's really only being the Hashivas of tefillah here. He brings as follows. The Pasuk says in the Tzatzaveh, Dovo Zeh, says the Gemara, I'll read out the Medrash to you. Omar Lohem, Dvorim Ani Mevakish. I ask from you words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shene, Kechu Yimachim Dvorim B'Shuvu El Hashem. ואני מויכל על כל אבוי נויסיכם, ואין דבויים אלא דברי תוירו, שנאמר, אלה הדבויים אשר דיבר מוישה. אומרו לו, אין לנו, we don't know תוירו, ריבונו של עולם, how can we tell you תוירו? אומר להם, בוכו והספללו, if you can't learn תוירו, then daven to me, והספללו לפני, ואני מקבל אבוי סיכם, כנשתב במצרים, I will מקבל your words. And the Gemara then brings down five different cases, where they never had תוירו, but they davened. שנשתבו מצרים, לא בתפילה פרדיסי או סום. I redeemed them from Mitzrayim. Be'onchu b'nei Yisrael min avayda kosh b'yizokri. The redemption of Mitzrayim came out through koach of tefillah. And that's pashtos, the same thing nowadays, Rabbi said, with us. We learned it right in Kuf Kof Dalet, when nafshenu kitzipo nimnotam mipacha yogshim, ezreinu b'shem Hashem, is the koach of tefillah. Oyse shamayim b'yitzchukah shamayim b'yitzchukah is Torah. But the same thing by us as well, the koach of tefillah will take us out of this matzah that we have. Yetzias Mitzrayim came about b'yizokri b'nei Yisrael, and similarly by Kriyas Yamsuf as well, koach of tefillah is greater. B'yimei Yoshua, lo b'tefillah asisi lahem nisim. The nisim came about in the time of Yoshua, b'yikra Yoshua sim loisuf, umar amati loi, netei b'kido, daven in front of me. He was told by Yeshua, he was told to daven. B'yimei ha-shoiftim, b'b'chia shomati. I heard you in the time of the shoiftim, tzakosam yinema, b'yikep zoaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. They cried out to HaKadosh Baruch. In each time, the koach, the catalyst which brought out the whole change, was the koach of tefillah. B'yimei Shmuel, lo b'tefillah shomati lahem, shenema, b'yizak Shmuel al Hashem, b'ad Yisrael b'yanu Hashem, in the time of Shmuel as well, koach of tefillah. V'chein anshei Yerushalayim, afal pi shehichisu li b'shvil shebochu lefani, since they cried out to me, v'chamti alem, shenem, koyem Hashem, rabu yarechem simcha. And therefore you find also by poem as well, you find the same thing as well. La'ashmid la'arug la'abeiz kol ha'hildim, leich k'noich is kol ha'hildim b'tzumo alai, koach of tefillah. And the whole thing turned around because of koach of tefillah. Have any mevakish mekem lo yizvachim ve lo yikavonos ela devorim shenema kechu yimachim devorim b'shuvu el Hashem lekach omer David erchatz b'nikoyen kapai eino emer lehakib locha ela leshmiya b'kol toida shani moide lecha al divrei Torah. I will even though you have divrei Torah, nevertheless the koach of tefillah is greater than that, and that's what the Chaim is bringing out here. Koach of tefillah is much greater, and therefore the tefillah will come about. I mentioned on Shabbos the famous Reb Chaim Vital. We mentioned it different times in the Shia that he says in the time of the Inquisitor Mashiach, the main tikkun will be the koach of tefillah in Klal Yisrael. That will cause a change, the koach of tefillah. Aye, but Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, Talmud Torah is even greater than that. And the Pinkus brought out, you're right, but the most focused mitzvah at this time is not Torah, it's tefillah. Even though I've added Talmud Torah is k'neged kulam, for example, if a person leila seder, learns Torah the whole time, the Maisa Talmud Torah is greater than Mitzvah Sipah Yisitzvah Mitzvah Matzah. But your Maisa, the Koyach of Tefillah, is Shaykh at this time. Similarly on Rosh Hashanah, if a person doesn't listen to Shofar, sits and learns Torah, you're right, Talmud Torah can aid Kulam. But the catalyst which caused the change, which will make the change, is the Koyach of Tefillah. Even though Talmud Torah can aid Kulam. But what the Chaim Vital says, what will bring about the Gula Shalem will be the Koyach of Tefillah.
That's what. Does he say why? Like, why particularly?
Because it's a catalyst.
So it's a.
It's more than any other mitzvah. For example, in Rosh Hashanah, Imu lefanei malchus, talk to me in malchus is one of shavus. Aye, but Torah is greater than that. From there, you learn that not everybody is capable of making a change through Torah. Not everybody's Torah has that ability to reach such heights. But most people can make a good laning in davening. It's available to hamoin am. In other words, if you tell me something, you say, if you learn Torah, so you'll have a good. You're right, Torah is greater than Tefillah as a mitzvah, but not everybody can make a success out of it. That's what they said here in Bayim Mitzrayim. We don't have Torah. Yeah, but you can daven, and the Koyach of Tefillah is greater. And most people can make a good laning out of davening, and you can cause it. That's why they say that's why in Rosh Hashanah is the main reason why we have davening and not Torah.
Is it assumed that we're talking about Tefillah B'Tzibur, or we're talking about
Tefillah B'Tzibur is even greater than that. Even Tefillah B'Tzibur is even greater.
But what Reb Chaim Vital is talking about.
Reb Chaim Vital is, I think, the
general concept.
The Oifen Klali, Tefillah has more of a Kayach even than Torah at the time of the Igus of the Mashiach. That's what Reb Chaim Vital says in Shari Kedusha. Let's go on a bit. Even though a person is not worthy to be answered in tefillah, I would do a chesed with him. It's a Medrash Tanchuma. I looked at the Medrash Tanchuma at Beisai. This is what the Medrash brings down. It's a beautiful lashon. It's kedai to know it. At the beginning of Vayeh, what the Medrash brings down. How many brachas must a person say every day? Why shmoyne esrei? Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman. Shmoyne esrei pa'amim sha'avos kusufim b'toy. It says the word the avos, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, 18 times in the Torah Kedoshah. It says the word Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, those three together. It says the word three together. V'im yoyim alocha odom harei tsha esrei. It says 19. Yeah, it doesn't. In the 19th one, it doesn't say Yaakov. Come on, the Medrash brings down. It says the word 18 times by the Mishkan. 18 times. A person has 18 vertebrae in his spine. And a person misses Spalel, he bows down. That's the raya for 18 times. He must bow down. You don't bow down 18 times, but that's the color. That's my Saitaman Hashem. Therefore, because of 18 times. Reb Shimon Amar Kenegas Shemoyna Osam Izmoyim, Meirosh HaSefer Tilim. There were 18 Kapitlach of Tilim, and can you come to the words, Yanuch Hashem B'Yom Tzora? That's why straight after Shemoyna Esra, you say Lam Natzeach, before Uvod Tzion. There was Yanuch, is it number 8, number 19, number 20? I think Aleph and Beis go together. Aleph and Beis and Tefillin go together, and therefore, even though there are 19, it's 18 together. 18, 1 and 2 go together, so you have 18 Pukim before that. Ulama Mispalim Esum Ba'alba B'Tanias, by Tanias is of 24, he goes on a little bit further. Because Chana said the word Hashem 9 times, that's why in Rosh Hashanah we say it 9 times. You say 18 brachas each day, but not all of them are shevach. Only the first three and the last three are shevach. You don't say 18 on Shabbos because there's Torah in them. Be very careful with davening. There's no greater midah that you have. It's greater than all the korbanos. I don't need all your sacrifices. What I want for you is your davening. So it is even greater than all the korbanos. That's what Reb Chaim is bringing out here. Let's go on a bit. The omru. Tefillah is even greater. 1 hour of tefillah is greater than ma'isim tovim. Va'omru shekula tefillah mikol ha'mitzvos. Va'omru ein oimed la'odam lo'mamoinai v'lo'chachmosai v'lo'gevurosai Umahu oimed lo tefilosai. The only thing which stands for a person is his koyach tefila. For that, you have to look at kuf mem beis. Kuf mem beis in Tehillim, Rabbi Yisai, maskil David b'yosav b'amot tefila. When David was in the cave, running away from Shaul, and Shaul came in to relieve himself, and he was in the front of him. And David was in the back of the cave, behind the spider's web, and he realized that Shaul is in front of him. It's an ironic situation. He's running after me. He doesn't realize at this point he's at my mercy. He thinks I'm at his mercy, but in reality, I could kill him any second. And David then realized that even though Shaul has 3,000 soldiers behind him, and he's protected by that, he's actually at my mercy. Nothing stands for the koyach of man except the koyach of koyach tefillah. Says the Medrash Shoicha Toiv in Kuf Mem Beis. B'chol eis, at each time, mask b'hiyosa b'amot tefillah, every time David davened, k'shabarach lifnei Avshalom, lo oma ela ha'kodesh baruch hu, he davened to ha'kodesh baruch hu. K'shahaya b'amid b'yehuda, lo hizke ela ha'kodesh, he mentioned, he davened to ha'kodesh. U'v'chol tzara shahaya nichnas, and every time David was in any difficulty, haya b'yteach, ha'kodesh baruch hu, k'shahaya b'amora, lo koi ela ha'kodesh baruch hu, shenema, maski l'dovid, b'yosa b'amor, when he was inside the cave, he davened. Why? Mahu Maskil David, Shkoshoya Shol David Bamor, when inside the cave, Yoda Bura, Shein Odom Aimed Lo, what will stand for a person is not his money, Ula Chachmosai, Ula Gvurosai, all the king's horses and all the king's men won't help Shol. Nothing will help Shol at this time but his Koach Tefillah. Umahu Aimed Tefillah, so his Kila David, that's Maskil, he understood, he discerned, he perceived. The most important Koach by a person is the Koach of Tefillah a person does. It's interesting, my boy said, when I was in the Pashto Shiduchim for my daughter, looking for a Shiduch, I asked Rav Eliashiv, what is the greatest ishtadlus I can do to find a shidduch for my daughter? Rav Eliashiv said to me, the first thing you must do is daven, and secondly, you must find a good shadchan. They know their avodah. That's what he said to me. The koach of tefillah, you have to daven for it. You have to daven for a shidduch. That's what he told me. Lamaisa, when Avraham Avinu gave the shtar to Eliezer, and written in the shtar was all the money that Avraham Avinu had. He had all the money that he had. So everything, this was a chosen who was going to be a multimillionaire. So he had a tremendous amount of money. What did Eliezer do? He arrived at the well and said, Hakvin ala fomei hayoin. Daven. If you have $1 million behind you, well, who needs to daven? Elamai, Eliezer was an Eved Ne'eman. He realized that the derech of his Rebbe, Avraham Avinu, was not to use the shtar. He only used the shtar once he knew Rivka would be right. He didn't want to find the girl through the koyach of money. He wanted to find the girl through the koyach of tefillah. And that's how you get to it. You get to the shidduch by that. That's the koyach behind it, koyach of tefillah behind it. Thinking a little bit more what it means, the koyach of tefillah. You know, they say, ish v'ish ha'shchina shu'e b'neihem. What does it mean, ish v'ish ha'shchina b'neihem? By John and Mary, it's like a straight line. It's John loves Mary, Mary loves John. The two of them go together, they love each other. Oh, but by Avraham and Sarah, it's a triangle. It's not a, it's a straight line. There's Avraham and Sarah, and the middle is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shchina shu'e b'neihem. The only way the zibud works is if you put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the zibud behind it. Otherwise, it's eish. That's the koyach behind. But when does that begin? It begins when a person davens for a shidduch. Not when a person, when you daven for a shidduch, then it comes about. When a person, through the koyach of tefillah, a person brings, gets it. You're not supposed to arrive at the shidduch, the chuppah, through the koyach of money, or your brains, or your yichus. You get to, through the koyach of tefillah. Koyach of tefillah brings about the shidduch as well, not just arriving at the shidduch as well. It's the koyach of tefillah behind it all. That's the behind it. Let's go on a little bit. The koyach, now that's the end of malas hatfilah. Now the chaim goes into the koyach hatfilah. The koyach shel tefillah kvar omru chazal. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu poisel tefillas kol beria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't dismiss the prayer of any single person. You hear that? Any single person. For omru lo yema odom eini kedai lispalel al beis hamikdash. A person should never say, this is the name of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Interesting, no? For like Bo'emer. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I want to talk about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on Shabbos morning. It's Hashem. Shimon Bar Yochai always looked at the pnimius of something. It was, you know, the machlekes of Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Always they are the machlekes between each other. What's the machlekes of Rav Shimon? And always by Rav Shimon is always saying it's a pnimius. Dovah she'ena miskavein is potter. Why? Because you weren't machavein for something. Or by Rav Yehuda, dovah she'ena miskavein is chayev. According to Rav Shimon, though, it's potter. Why are you potter? Because the kavon is everything. The pnimius is everything. Rav Shem Vayichor always looked at the penimius as something inside. What's the penimius? So he says, a person should never say that I'm not Kedai. Any Kedai, Lizfala, Abbe Samitosh Radiso. I will always listen to him. Whoever you are, wherever you are, the Kayach of Tfilah stands. How does a person become a wise man? He should ask for rachamim. That Gemara is a famous Gemara in Nida. The Anshe Alexandria asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania three questions. How does a person become a chacham? How does a person become rich? How does a person have a good family? So Yeshua ben Hanania turned around and said, how does a person become a chacham? Yalbe be yeshiva, sit down and learn a lot. They turned around and said, how about also, many people did that, they never became tamei chachamim. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, you have to daven as well. Without davening, it's not just becoming, you have to also, you have to ask for chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haba ha'olah, let's say, one without the other is not enough. How does a person become rich? Said Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania, be honest in business. They said, many people honest in business never made a dime. They're still bankrupt. They don't have a penny to them. You have to daven for it. Kayach tefillah is everything. You have to daven for it. It's like one without the other and the other. Then you have a wonderful family. So marry a good woman and be tzanur with her. Said, but many people did that and they have a family. They're not proud of their family. How can that be? You have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara is saying. All the things which a person wants without the kayach tefillah, it's not enough. Look at Leah. Leah cried her eyes out because in the Zivug, Leah was supposed to go to Esav, and Yaakov was supposed to Rachel was supposed to go to Yaakov. The first one, Leah was the oldest, and Esav was the oldest. So Leah should have married Esav. She davened koshei tefillah, she bitlais gezeirah. She annulled the gezeirah. She went to Yaakov and lo yod. Ela she kodmasa nachos. She had children before Rachel had children through the koyach of tefillah. A person should know the kayach tefillah. He doesn't do all the job, but at least he'll get somewhere in your davening. You might not achieve everything. Go ahead.
The opening statement from the Tanchuma.
I'm sorry, I don't hear you, Shmuel.
The opening statement from the Tanchuma.
Yes.
Yeah. Does this mean non-Jews as well as Jews? And if it does, the millions, if not billions of Muslims are praying five times a day.
Yishmakel.
We have to
because it listens to him. He listens to them. They daven to Hashem.
Five times, and we're only three.
Yishmakel, that's the whole problem. Yishmakel, he's going to bracha. He listens to that too. They daven.
I don't know, but it's five times, and there's a whole, I learned once, there's a whole argument going upstairs. Because where are the Jews? All the Muslims are davening five times a day with me, and with us it's only three.
Yes.
So like quality versus quantity.
Oh, but the atem had veikim b'ashem v'keichem. You are dovuk. They're not dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The atem chaim kol
hachemir.
We are dovuk. Hashma Yisrael Hashem Elkeh. They also believe Hashem Echad.
Yeah.
Ken, but they don't have Yahavta. They're not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't have that connection that we have.
So our quality outweighs their quantity.
Pashtus by Erzi Zeichus, yes. But also there has to be a Kamus as well. The kind of
it must be that the Yid's Koyach HaTfilah is much more powerful, potent than... You know,
right, because we're double track
of nations,
yes.
Because of how Dobrik, goes back,
yes.
To
favorite nations,
to the Avos and to the Amos and then the Swiss Avos.
Yes.
There's so much more sort of like propelling.
Right. I think there's a lotion in the Gemara that it's like Kavim, that like we have Masoiris from Avraham Avinu was Masadeh, Shachris, Yitzchak was Mincha, Yaakov. We have like a Kav. We have a line which connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's a red line.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Moshel of Rebbe Elia Lapian, he says on Tefillah. That he compared it to a telephone. When you go to a telephone, and nowadays you have a mobile phone, it used to be a cable there. Three things you have to have when you make a call. Number one, you have to make sure there's a cable. Number two, you have to have the number. Number three, you have to talk loudly, if you're not. So Rav Elia said as follows, when you make the talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a cable. And Shachris, you get through at 8 o'clock in the morning. You get through in the afternoon. There's a cable there. Avom Yisrael now made a cable. The Nusach HaTfilah is the number, and Kavona in Tfilah is talking clearly. That's a Moshel of Rav Elia Lapin.
Push button B.
Push button B. That, we have a connection there. But they do. They are heard. Yes. We have a woman sometimes that comes to us to help my wife in cleaning up. She's from Ukraine. She's a non-Jewish woman. She says, I talk to Hashem all the time, she says.
Oh.
I talk to Hashem. But that the Arabs have even more of a connection. Yishma Kela, I can't just listen to their tefillah. Maybe that's why we have to daven even more. We have to daven even more to show up.
Whoever davened that the Rishonim should be killed, this Shabbos, you could see how quickly it worked.
Yeah.
Bring the bad weather and everything is just.
Let's go on. I don't know. I was told, my sister lives in Golders Green. She told me that on that Motzi Shabbos, when all those missiles fell, she told me in Golders Green, all the Bate Midrashim were filled. Their Pchunas, they all were standing there and davening the whole night. They made it through the whole night.
Wow, that's something amazing.
Isn't it? I heard in America as well, in Lakewood as well, they were davening that night. They all came to the shuls and davened. Oh. 350 missiles should all miss their target. She told me that in Magolda's Green, everybody went to shul and davened by all the hagas and the chunas help and monks, they all davened in the shul that night. Came to shul to daven.
Amazing.
Yeah. And here everybody was, well, not everybody, but a lot of people were just busy for Pesach, like cleaning.
Or watching the missiles. They were
counting that coming.
We don't realize that he's telling us here. He's machanich as Rabchaim. You should know the koyach is a tremendous koyach. V'omu gabelea, v'omu three lines up. V'tzoynuch aledea koyachos shal tefillah im eino oisa kula oisa chetzia. It doesn't do hard. At least you'll do something with it. V'omu gabel Rav Kahana sheherich tefillah. He lived. He was davening a great deal. He was one of the family of Eli. Mishum shohem mi beis Eli. Dichsiv im yechaper. They're supposed to die only a short life. Bene Eli. Olam beis Eli. He davened a great deal and he lived at a very old age. Look at, he says, all the tikkun ha'olamos ha'elyonim u'binyanim u'rak al yedei ha'tefillah. He's only through the koyach of tefillah. But al yedei kol teva me'atfila v'sidvam v'sakin tikkunim ha'olamos v'ein keitz me'matan schorah. How great is the reward, the enormous koyach of tefillah. One day, Rabbi Yisrael, we have to sit in the Nefesh HaChaim, Shah Beis. Rabbi Chaim talks about the koyach of tefillah, enormous koyach of tefillah behind you. When I was in Lakewood just now, someone told me, came up to me and told me there was a very big tzaddik who was Nifta, Pesach Krohn's brother, Kalman Krohn. Pesach, he was a very big tzaddik in Lakewood. He was a very big tzaddik. So he came to one of his sons in a dream last year. He was Nifta about 3 years ago. And he told his son, you should know, these are the times of the Kates. We're going through Igus of the Mashiach. But you'll find there'll be tremendous, tremendous tzar, and tremendous simcha will go on in these times. The contrast will be very great. People have to sit and learn Nefesh HaChaim Sha'alah. He told his son in a dream. I called up his son. I spoke to him. He was in Monsi. He told me this is what my father said in the dream. He said that there'll be tremendous extremes, tremendous tzar, and tremendous simcha. The tzar are things what we see, but the simcha is people are chayzer b'tshuva. The Tzvi Krushelevsky, the tremendous simcha as well, the tremendous tzad, the extremes. A person has to learn Shah Aleph of Nesha Chaim, because that's where you'll understand Shechina Batachtoin, my Kodesh Baruch Hu, who runs the world. People have to learn the Kayach of Boye Olam, Kayach of Tfilah, you understand. Shah Aleph and Shah Beis, Nefesh Chaim. One day we'll have to learn that from see Kayach of Tfilah. Let's carry on. That's the Kayach of Tfilah. Now he goes on. Omna muvan she'ika mara satfilah hu akavona. This is where the big problem comes in. You have to have kavona. Afshe yotzim b'di'eved, l'maisa yoyotzim b'di'eved, im kibayim at the posit vishon shal pirshma, u'bocha vishon shal shmanis. L'maisa v'abaisai, le'ikuva. If you don't say the first line of pirshma, you have to say it again. And first bocha shmanis, also you have to say it again. So long as you didn't say the word b'olcha to Hashem. If you said b'olcha to Hashem, it's too late. You have to say mogin avon, we don't go back. But if you're in the first bracha Shemayne Yaseh and you reach Baruch HaTor, and I never had Kavana in the first bracha, you go back to Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. You go back there and say it again. But once you said the word Hashem, you have to go. You have to carry on. It's too late.
That's how we pass.
You
can go back.
You go back.
Yeah.
If you're in the Melech Ha'izel Mashiach Baruch HaTor and I didn't have Kavana, you go back and say the first bracha again. Not from Baruch HaTor Hashem, but Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. We pass on like that. Why don't we let you say it a second time?
We probably won't have Kavanah the second time.
Morgan Abu and Paskins. We don't trust you the second
time,
man.
Which second time? The first?
Say it again, the first bracha. We don't trust you that maybe it'll be a bachal batala the second time around.
So
if you said Hashem, you have to carry on. It's too late.
Only if you've said the
bracha. If you said Hashem, bochato Hashem, then you have no choice. You have to carry on.
But before that,
you
would say you could
go back again and say for Melakenu v'lakel.
One more chance.
You have more chance.
One more chance.
I suppose even two more chances if you didn't say Shem Hashem. If you can go back. I saw in a sefer somewhere that if you don't have, you can just look through the words again. Uh-huh. If you didn't have kavanah, just go over the words again in your mind. I often do that. Yeah. If I finally didn't have kavanah, just read through the words again without saying them. That's also loyal as well, without actually saying them again. If you don't say Hashem, if you say Hashem, then you have to move on. It's too late. Yeah. And the first pasuk of Shema, if you didn't have kavanah in the first pasuk of Shema, then you have to go back. First pasuk is the kuvah. The hot fila yalfila midirsiv la obdoi bechola vavachem, ezu avoida shuhu baleib, su tfila. He needs a leib, for omu achmona libaboy. He wants your heart. It's not mumbling, it's not chanting. You have to say the words with meaning. Hamispalo tzach shi yechavin es liba la shamayim, shenema, tochin liba takshin os nefa. When you daven, you have to think about what you're saying. You have to pay attention, Rabbi say. It's a hard avoida. Reb Dessler says one of the biggest challenges is tefillah, saying the same thing over and over again and having kavona. You know the words, but to have kavona is the thing. Rachmana liba boy. Va'omu im kibein adam b'tefillah yehi muftach she tefillas nishmas. If a person has kavona in tefillah, he's muftach, he's promised that his tefillah will be heard if you have kavona. Shenem shnaim sha'olu lamata, lamita. Two people were sick. V'chulian sha'olu, both two people were sick in bed. Or they were about to be executed. The dinam shavet. It's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and they have the same din. One is answered, and one didn't answer. Both happened. What does it mean? Tefillah shleima. Tefillah shleima means he had kavana. It's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. After the gemara talks about malchus yichonis and shofus, a person has kavana in tefillah. You put your heart into it. What does kavona mean? According to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Ches, kavona is to understand the words that you're saying. That is kavona. Either all the kavonas are arizal, but that's already much more. The Chofetz Chaim brings down in Siman Tzadik Ches that the ikka is peirush hamilas, to understand the words that you're saying. I understand the words. That's already kavona in tefillah. I'm not just mumbling. I'm thinking of the words that I'm saying. Don't make it a fixed chant. A chant, these are the words I mumble. If a person chants the words and it's a ritual by him, it's not tachanunim, it's not good. Person should daven, he says, Shechin is in front of him. Va'omru, k'shetem mispalim du, lifnei mi atem oimdim. You should know who you're davening in front of. Ilo mechavein, and this is an incredible gemara, this. If you didn't have kavanah, machilen lei, ma'apazdo de napra. You beat him up with a metal pole. Hit him. Adshem mechavein, meaning, shake him up. Hit him, to make sure he has kavanah. No? Hit him. Don't have two minds. I'm thinking of what I'm doing for business today. I'm thinking where I'm going. I'm talking to Hashem, and I'm also thinking about where I'm going today, a business deal I'm doing. It's a tremendous challenge. It's not easy. You have to. My eitzah is to go a little bit slower and to use commas, make phrases out of it. I always find that helps tremendously. Ashrei yesh ashrei ha'om. Say the words in sections rather than individual words. If you make phrases out of it, it's much easier to have kavanah. If your son talks to you, he just says words to you, but he really has no meaning what the son says to you. You'll be very angry with your son. Umata said, what are you going to say? Tipasucha, you little putrid drop. If they malka shalolam, you mumble the words and you don't mean what you're saying to him. Azachutzpa, no? Umatoi blavake slicha ala mamecha salach lono beloi kavona. How terrible it is, you say slicha, but you don't mean slicha. It's a chutzpa, no?
What? You have to ask for slicha for saying slicha.
Slicha for saying slicha. Slicha for saying salach lanu. La'ayim b'chaya odom. I can't say this out to you. I am not in that madreka to say this to you. He brings out from the chay of the ma'isa noah amisha ina mechavim baskoes hashemos. I am not in the madreka to tell. If you want to look it up by yourselves. I cannot say out this ma'isa. This ma'isa is a ma'isa noah of a tzaddik yisoid olam who davened all the time. He did all the mitzvahs, but when it came to shame Hashem, he didn't have kavana. And it's a ma'isa noah. I'm not in the madreka to say what that was. It's an awful onish. The person was asked, do you want Gehinnom or Gilgal? Neshama, he says, I'll choose Gehinnom instead of the Gilgal. Achra Me'avos from Shana, a person goes up to Shema, they ask, did you have Kavanah the Shemas? Just saying Shem Hashem over and over again, and you don't really know what you're saying, you have to be careful. Shem Hashem is, the Gaon says in Simon Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah brings it down, Shem Hashem is Adoin HaKoil. Except when it comes to Kriya Shema, you have to also think of Hoya Hoiva V'Yehiyah. When you say Shema, Hashem, you have to think of Adoin HaKoil, Hoya Hoiva V'Yeh. But any other time, you just have to think Adoin HaKoil. That's when you say Yud Kei Vav Kei, when you say Shem Hashem. This Mais is a Mais of Noel Ma'od. Okay, should we say a little bit more? Omnom Yodua, Ki HaKavona B'Tfilah Hu Me'advoim HaKashim B'Yoseh, says Rav Chaim. Having Kavona in Tfilah is a very difficult thing. Ba'al Zeh Omu B'Gemara, Abad Tzvichin Chizuk, four people need a Chizuk. Chado minayu tefilah. One of the things which need chizuk all the time is tefilah. Peyushrashi ischazik b'hem tamid b'cholka. That's why we're having this bad here. To have kavana in tefilah, you need chizuk. You need to think about it. Va'omu she'in tefilah hu me'advoim she'ein adam nitzal mehem. It's very hard to have kavana in tefilah. V'tichu chazal shahamarich b'tefilah ein tefilah chizeh zveika. If you take your time and spend a little bit more time, it doesn't go back empty. Take your time with tefillah. Don't chaff it, and your years are lengthened. That's what we say every morning. Eilu devarim, person at iyun and tefillah. Yeah, but lamaisa rabbi said that gemara also says there. If a person takes his time over davening, you can get a heartache because I want something, it doesn't come, so you begin to become depressed. So I bet if you go too fast in tefillah, you don't concentrate. My answer to that is there's something called hamtona in tefillah. Hamtona in tefillah means saying the words not too quick and not too slow. Too slow, hamtin. You get distracted. The hamtin. Too long, you become maybe bored. You have to know the time. Too short, and you're chapping. Too long, I daydream. You have to have a pace. If you have a pace, hamtona, saying the words carefully, then you can have kavana. Be careful to happen as much as you can. Okay, we'll leave it here, Rabbi.
Thank you.
These are just all Russian, but I think it's good.